慧中雷子博士今天所传讲的信息所根据的经文是约翰福音第十七章第一节到第五节，他请我用普通话读一遍，请各位弟兄姐妹留心来听。耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
Well, good morning.
早安。
I want to say thank you for allowing me to be here in this pulpit this morning.
特别谢谢诸位让我今天能够在这里传讲信息。
I am grateful for the privilege of worshiping with you.
我特别感谢主给我。
Would be even more relevant for us, his disciples.
那么你会觉得说也许耶稣为门徒的祷告跟我们更有切身的关系。
In fact, in the third section of this prayer, he prays for us.
那么在第三段里面耶稣是为我们这些后来信他的人祷告。
He prays for all those who will believe through their word.
那么所以耶稣为哪些人祷告呢？是为着因着耶稣的门徒所做的见证而相信他的人来祷告，那就是我们。
And if you are a Christian, that means you.
那么如果我们是信主的话，那就是我们。
The men gathered with him in that room, it was through their word.That you heard the gospel.
那么就是那一天在最后晚餐的时候聚在这个屋子里面的人因着这些人的见证我们今天听见福音。
So here in this third section, Jesus is praying for us.
所以在这十七章的第三段耶稣就是为我们这些人来祷告。
So you might say, why wouldn't we focus on this third section or the second section?
所以你也许会问说为什么我们不集中注意力在第二段或者第三段而看第一段呢？
Why do you say we have a special need for the first section where Jesus prays for himself?
那么为什么你说我们今天特别需要了解第一段的信息就是耶稣为他自己祷告。
Here's the reason.
那么这就是这段信息所以重要的原因。
It's because of the world in which we are living today.
那就是因为我们现在所居住的这一个世界。
We are living in a world that has turned its back on the gospel.
那我们看见说现在我们所处的世代是一个背弃福音的世代。
The culture around us is changing.
我们所周围的环境天天在改变。
We spent most of the day yesterday talking about that reality.
那么昨天我们特别花时间讲说我们现在所处的文化的实况是如何。
The truth is it's becoming more challenging to be a Christian living in America today.
所以今天我们身为在美国的基督徒我们所受到的挑战日益增加。
More and more, if you stand for the Lord Jesus and for His Word, there will be a price to be paid.
那么如果我们要靠着主的恩典，要为着主坚强站立的话，有越来越多的代价我们要付。
This culture does not want the truth claims of the gospel.
那么现在所处的文化不喜欢在福音里面所宣告的那个真理。
And if you give a clear testimony for Christ, there will be pressure on you.
那么如果你想要为耶稣基督来做见证的话，你会遇到很多的压力。
If you're living out in the world, you feel that every day.
如果你真的在世上生活，你每天会感受到这件事。
All the trends are in this direction.
那么所有的趋势都是往这个背弃福音的方向而走。
If you're in the workplace or at school,
如果你在工作的场合在学校里面
You are feeling the pressure to conform to your secular world.
那么你会天天感受到压力要跟这个世界上来认同被他们同化
When you reflect the convictions of the scriptures,
但是你如果把圣经上的真理作为你的确信来传讲的时候
You can feel this cultural vice closing on you.
那你就会发现说这个文化对你的压力会越来越大
And it can make you feel intimidated and small.
那让你会觉得说你是何等的渺小何等的受压制
We feel like the spies who went out into the land
那就有点像是说 当初被差到迦南地的探子一样。
And they came back and said there are giants in the land.
那些探子回来说，那地的人是巨人，是伟人。
And we are small like grasshoppers in their sight.
我在他们面前像是蚱蜢一样。
And they were weak in the knees.
那么以至于他们就酸膝发软，无法站立。
That's the way we can feel living in this secular culture for Christ.
那就是今天我们在一个世俗的世代里面，如何为主而活所感受到的压力。
So what we need is to have our whole minds and hearts filled with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们如何面对这个挑战呢？就是让我们所有的心思意念被耶稣基督是怎样的一位所来充满。
We need to have a full vision of who Jesus really is.
我们必须要有一个正确的眼光，知道说到底耶稣是谁。
We need to have our whole scope just filled with Christ.
我们需要整个我们的目光里面看到的就是基督。
And I don't know a better place to find that than in these verses.
那么我们如何能够有正确的眼光呢？最好的地方就是17章的1到5节。
Let me show you what I mean.
那么让我跟大家解释我的意思是什么。
As we come to this, we come to a chapter-long prayer by Jesus.
那么实际上是耶稣整章的一个祷告。
That's very rare.
那是非常难见的。
We usually hear only a short, prayer from Jesus.
那么通常耶稣的祷告记载下来都是很短的。
This is the only place where we have a whole chapter.
那么这是唯一的地方整章的圣经记载耶稣的祷告。
This should be very precious to us.
所以这对我们来讲格外宝贵。
This is the Lord's prayer.
这是耶稣的祷告。
The other one is not the Lord's Prayer.
那么其他我们所说的主导文其实不是耶稣的祷告。
We call it the Lord's Prayer.
我们称它为主导文。
But Jesus never called it the Lord's Prayer.
但是耶稣没有说那是主导文。
The Bible never calls it the Lord's Prayer.
圣经也没有说那是主导文。
We call that one the Lord's Prayer.
那我们是称它为主导文。
But that's really the disciples' prayer.
那其实那是耶稣教导门徒的祷告，不是他自己的祷告。
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive.
他说免我们的罪如同我们免了人的罪。
That's for us to pray.
那是为我们来祷告，那是我们的祷告，耶稣不需要这样祷告。
Jesus had no trespasses.
耶稣没有任何的罪。
This is a model for us disciples to pray.
那是耶稣立下一个让我们门徒如何祷告的榜样。
That one is the disciples' prayer.
所以那个是主教导门徒的祷告。
This one is the Lord's prayer.
那么这个地方才是真正的主导文。
Jesus prays, I have completed everything you've sent me to do.
耶稣这样子祷告说，我已经完成了所要你要我所做的事都成全了。
I could not pray that.
那我们没有办法这样跟神祷告。
Could you pray that?
你能够这样祷告吗？
Only Jesus could pray that.
只有耶稣才能够这样向父神祷告。
This is uniquely the Lord's prayer.
这是一个独特的主导文。
This whole prayer should be very precious to us.
所以这整个的祷告对我们来讲极为宝贵。
Starting with these first five verses.
那么从这第五节，从前面五节开始。
Listen to what Jesus prays there.
请听耶稣如何祷告。
He says, Father, the time has come.
他说，父啊，时候到了。
What time is that?
是什么样的时候呢？
It's the time for his crucifixion.
那就是耶稣要钉十字架的时候。
He's in the upper room.
那时候他是在最后晚餐的房间里面。
He's just minutes from going out into the garden.
那么所以他马上就要进到那个花园里去。
He will be taken into captivity and put through those jury trials and crucified on a cross.
他在客西马园被抓，然后要经过审判，要钉死在十字架上。
And this is what he prays as he faces the crucifixion.
那么这就是他的祷告，面对十字架的祷告。
Father, the time has come.
他说父啊时候到了。
What is the one prayer that Jesus offers in the face of the crucifixion?
那么当耶稣要面对十字架的时候是什么样的一个祷告呢？
Father, will you glorify your son that your son may glorify you?
他说愿你荣耀你的儿子正像你的儿子荣耀你一样。
That is his one and only prayer.
那就是他唯一的一个祷告。
He repeats it a second time down in verse 5.
所以在第五节的时候他又重复这样子的祷告。
And now, Father, he says, will you glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began?
父啊现在求你使我同你享荣耀就是未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。
But that's the same prayer.
但是同样的一个祷告。
He repeats it twice.
他重复两次。
Father, will you glorify yourself by re-glorifying me with the glory I had with you before the world began?
父啊求你荣耀你自己的名让我能够享荣耀正像是在创立世界以前我向你所有同样的荣耀。
That is his one and only prayer.
这其实就是他唯一的一个祷告。
That's very different than our prayer time, isn't it?
但是我们跟神，像我们跟神不是这样子祷告，对吗？
When we pray, it often sounds quite different than that.
当我们跟神祷告的时候，我们不是这样祷告的。
We get together for prayer, we collect prayer requests.
当我们一起祷告的时候，我们收集代祷事项。
And then we sort of pray through that list of prayers.
那我们就为着这些代祷事项一项一样的祷告。
For someone who's sick.
有些人生病了。
Someone who's lost a loved one.
有些人失去了亲爱的人。
Someone who needs a job.
有些人找工作。
We pray through our list of prayer requests.
我们就为着这些代祷事项一项一样的祷告。
There is nothing like that here.
但是在这里没有这样子的祷告。
I don't want to mean by that, but that there's something wrong with those lists.
我并不是说我们照着代祷事项祷告有什么不对。
Christ instructs us to pray for the daily needs of life.
那么耶稣教导我们说为我们日用的需要来向他祷告。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
God cares about the details of our lives.
耶稣对于我们，神对于我们生活里面所需要的每一项事他都关心。
And he instructs us to pray for those details.
那么他也要我们为着生活里面所有的细节来向父神祷告。
So there's nothing wrong with those, that list of prayer requests.
所以我们这些代祷的事项一点点都没错。
But notice when we get down to the detail, what we have already prayed.
但是当我们看到这些要代祷的事项，我们是如何祷告呢？
Before we pray, give us this day our daily bread.
那么当我们祷告之前，给我们日用的饮食。
We have already prayed, Thy kingdom come.Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那么我们刚刚已经，我们在前面已经祷告说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He's instructed us to pray the big prayer.
他要我们为这个大的事情来祷告。
And then when we ask for the little prayers, it will be in the light of the big prayer.
那么所以当我们为这一些生活的细节祷告的时候，我们的假设是已经为了大事情，他的国，他的这个降临来祷告。
With Jesus, there was only the big prayer.
可是耶稣在的祷告就是一个大的祷告。
Father, will you give me back the glory I had with you before the world began?
父啊，求你把在世界开始之前我与你所有的那一荣耀，现在的重新赏赐给我。
Do you realize what Jesus is praying for here?
你知道耶稣在这里所求告的是什么？
He is praying for a reversal of what took place in the incarnation.
那么耶稣在这里祷告的是道成肉身在他身上的一个反转。
Now he became the God-man in the incarnation.
那么在道成肉身里面，他成为神人。
And he will always be the God-man.
他永远就是神人。
That will never be changed.
那这永远不会改变。
But what he's praying for is a reversal of the veiling that took place in the incarnation.
那么他所祷告的就是说，在道成肉身的里面，他好像罩上了一个面罩，使得人没有看到他的神性。可是现在他祷告的时候，他是求这件事情的反转，显出他神性的荣耀。
This is what the Apostle Paul is talking about over in Philippians chapter 2.
这就是在腓立比书第二章里面保罗所教导我们的。
Let's read together that wonderful hymn that.The Apostle Paul puts before us in Philippians chapter 2.
让我们一起来看在腓立比书第二章里面这个伟大的这个诗歌，这个使徒保罗所教导我们的。
Verses 6 through 8.
从第六节到第八节开始。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
You see the journey that Jesus took.
你看到耶稣在这里他的旅途。
From the courts of heaven and all of his glory.
在天上有一切的荣耀。
He did not consider that something to be grasped, to held on to.
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He let it go and came into the world.
他把这些特权全部都放弃了，来到这个世界上。
He took upon himself mere human flesh.
那么他取了一个人的形象。
Humbled himself unto death.
那么甚至存心顺服以至于死。
Even death on a Roman cross.
且死在十字架上。
You see the journey that he took.
你看到他在这里道成肉身的旅途。
It was all down and down and down and down.
一直是往下往下往下下到一个最低的地步
Even to a death on a cross.
甚至死在十字架上
Jesus released and let go of all of his glory in order to die for us.
耶稣把他一切的荣耀全部都放弃了，为的是要他能够死在十字架上。
This coming into the world is what we celebrate at Christmas.
那么这就是耶稣来到世界上所要成就的事，也是我们欢庆圣诞节的理由。
Hark the herald angels sing.
听啊，天使高声唱。
Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see.
那么这样的一位神成为人。
Hail incarnate deity.
那么然后把他的这个神性隐藏起来。
This famous Christmas carol.
这是一个出名的圣诞节的诗歌。
All of his glory was completely veiled.
所有他的荣耀都被遮盖了起来。
We miss that sometimes in the Christmas story.
有的时候在圣诞节的故事里面我们忘记了这一点。
You see the Christmas card with a little baby laying in the manger.
你看那个小小的婴孩睡在马槽里。
And a light shining on him.
那么好像这个光照在他身上。
And a little halo over his head.
那么然后我们看到在他的头上有光芒。
But if you were there, there was no light shining.
那么好像干草在他身上，可是在那个时候，那个小 baby 身上没有光照在他身上。
There was no halo.
那么也没有任何的荣耀。
It was just a little baby, looking like every other little baby.
那就是小小的婴孩，像任何世上的婴孩一样。
All of his glory was veiled.
所有他的荣耀都被遮盖了起来。
And what he's asking now in this prayer is that the Father will give him back the glory he had with the Father before the world began.
所以耶稣在这里的祷告就说，主啊，求你让我在世界以前我同你所有的荣耀现在重新赏赐给我。
That is his one and only request.
这就是他唯一的一个求告。
So you say, okay, I see that.
你说好，我看到这一点了。
Why do you say that's so important for us today?
那么这件事情对我们有什么重要呢？
For this reason.
是这样子的原因。
The Father was able to say yes to that prayer.
因为神会回答这样的祷告说是的。
In this prayer he says, Father, you sent me with a task to do.
在这里耶稣说你差遣我所做的事情。
And now I have completed that task. I've been fully obedient.
我现在完全成全了，我是完全对你顺服。
And he in fact had been fully obedient to the Father.
那么事实上耶稣是完完全全的对父顺服。
So the Father was able to say yes to this prayer.
所以以至于天父能够说是的，我要成全这样的祷告。
And to give him back the glory he had with the Father before the world began.
所以就会把在创立世界以前耶稣跟父所同有的那个荣耀再赏赐回给他。
Think again about this passage in Philippians.
那么再请看腓立比书第二章的这一段信息。
Where he says he did notgrasp the glory of heaven.
他耶稣并没有强取天上的荣耀。
Instead, he took upon himself flesh.
那么事实上他取了人的样式。
He was willing to die on a cross.
甚至愿意死在十字架上。
And what is the very next word in this passage?
那么这段圣经里面的下一句话是什么呢？
The Apostle Paul says, because he did that to the uttermost.
那么圣保罗这样说，因为他是顺服到这样的一个地步。
The Apostle Paul says, therefore,
因此
，because he did that,
因为他这样子顺服至死
，because he did that, the Father exalted him to the highest place.
所以这样子的缘故，神就把他升到至高。
Through verse 11.
所以一直从第八节，一直从第九节，一直到第十一节。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
To the glory of God the Father.
使荣耀归于父神。
Do you remember his prayer?
你记得耶稣的祷告吗？
Will you glorify yourself?
父啊，求你荣耀你自己。
By re-glorifying me.
那么重新的使我得到荣耀，使你能够得到荣耀。
The Father was able to say yes to that prayer.
所以父神对于这样子的祷告说是的。
And so you say, I still don't see it. I understand that, but why do you say this is so important for us?
那你会说，是的，我知道了，可是为什么这件事情对我们这么重要呢？
This is the reason.
这就是理由。
This means the only Jesus you know is the Jesus after this prayer, not the Jesus before this prayer.
所以那就是说我们所认识的耶稣不应该是在做这个祷告之前的耶稣，而是在做了这个祷告之后的耶稣。
It is the same Jesus.
是同样的耶稣。
But this prayer represents a watershed theological difference.
但是这样子耶稣的一个祷告在神学上对于我们耶稣的认识是一个分水岭。
And it's a difference I think many Christians do not understand.
那么这样子的一个认识，许多基督徒不明白。
Let me show you what I mean.
那么我告诉你是什么原因。
When you think of Jesus, how do you picture Jesus?
那么当你想起耶稣的时候，你脑海当中有什么图画呢？
If you're like the rest of us, he looks like all those pictures we've seen.
那么如果你想耶稣就像是我们所看到的这些图画里面的耶稣的话。
But you realize every one of those pictures is the imagination of the artist.
但是所有这些关于耶稣的图画都是艺术家的想象。
No one knows what Jesus looks like.
没有一个人知道耶稣到底像什么。
We have four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们的四福音书里面。
Focused on Jesus.
我们是集中看耶稣是谁。
Not one of them give any description of what Jesus looked like.
但是没有一本福音书告诉我们说耶稣外表的长相像什么。
Even in the early church, there were no traditions of what Jesus looked like.
就是在早期的教会里面也没有任何的传统说耶稣到底像什么。
There were for some of the apostles.
那么有一些关于使徒长什么样子的传统。
There are some second century descriptions, for example, of the apostle Paul.
那么在第二世纪的时候有一些关于使徒保罗长什么样子的传统。
But nothing like that for Jesus.
但是对于耶稣没有人会这样子讲。
What did Jesus look like?
到底耶稣外表看起来像什么样子？
You think he was tall?
你想他是高吗？或者是矮呢？
Was he thick and heavy set or thin and wiry?
你看他是长得很壮硕呢，还是长得瘦瘦的，弱不禁风？
Did he have light skin or dark skin?
你想他皮肤是白的还是黑的？
We don't know.
我们都不知道。
We have no idea.
我们没有任何的概念。
And neither does anyone else.
那么没有任何的人可以有任何的概念。
You begin to get the idea the Father doesn't want us to picture Jesus that way.
你就发现说天父其实不希望我们想象耶稣外表像什么样子。
I said the Gospels do not tell us what Jesus looked like.
那么所以福音书不告诉我们说耶稣到底长得像什么。
But that does not mean we have no description of what Jesus looks like.
但是这并不表示说我们圣经上没有关于耶稣长相如何的描写。
If you're going to picture Jesus, maybe you should picture him this way.
那么假定你要给耶稣画一幅图画，也许你应该这样做。
On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
当主日我被圣灵感动，我听见后面有号角的声音。
And I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me.
那我转过身来我就听见了对我说话的声音。
And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest.
这是在启示录第一章。我转过身来就看见发生与我说话，既转过来就看见了七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸前束的金带。
And his head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow.
他的头与发皆白，白如白羊，毛如雪。
And his eyes were like a blazing fire.
眼目如同火焰。
His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace.
脚好像在炉中银炼光明的铜。
And his voice was like the sound of rushing waters.
声音如同重水的声音。
In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword.
他的右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑。
And his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
面貌如同烈日放光。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.
我一看见就俯伏在他脚前像死了一样。
And then he placed his right hand on me and he said, Do not be afraid.
然后他把右手按在我身上说不要惧怕。
I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead and behold I live forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
我是首先的也是末后的，又是那存活到永远的。我曾死过，现在又活了，活到永远。我手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And the one writing this was John.
那么写这一段记载的是使徒约翰。
Jesus' best and closest friend.
那么是耶稣在世界上最亲近的朋友。
He knew Jesus well.
他非常认识耶稣。
He traveled with Jesus and lived with Jesus.
他与耶稣一同旅行，与耶稣同住。
He was the one who leaned back on the bosom of Jesus.
那就是在最后晚餐的时候是躺在耶稣胸前的那一位使徒。
And he is the one who says, when I turned and saw him, the exalted Christ of heaven, I was so overwhelmed by his glory, that I fell at his feet as though dead.
那么这样的一位使徒，当他转过身来，看见在荣耀当中的耶稣的时候，他就扑倒在地，如同死了一样。
If we're going to picture Jesus at all, we should picture him that way.
如果我们想要给耶稣画一幅画，想象他怎样的一位，这是我们应该看到的图画。
He is the exalted, majestic Christ of heaven.
他是那位被升到天上、尊严的在天上的基督。
That's the Jesus you know.
那这就是因为我们应当认识的基督。
The Jesus you serve.
那么这是因我们所侍奉的基督。
The Jesus you pray to.
那这就是我们所以要祷告的基督。
Now we must be very careful here.
我们必须要小心。
Please do not hear me saying that the Jesus before this prayer, the Jesus of the Gospels, is now passé.
那么请千万不要说在福音书之前的耶稣是一个过了去的，不需要重视了。
We will never leave the Jesus of the Gospels behind.
我们永远不能够把四福音里面所描写的神成为人的耶稣放下来。
The Jesus of the Gospels is for us.
那么在福音书里面所描写的基督是为着我们。
He left us an example that we are to walk in his footsteps.
那么他留下了榜样，让我们跟随他的脚踪行。
We are to study the Jesus of the Gospels.
我们必须要好好研读福音书里面所记载的耶稣。
We are to think like him and talk like him and behave like him.
我们必须跟他一样的想法，一样的同行。
We will never outgrow the Jesus of the Gospels.
我们永远不能够超过在福音书里面所描写的耶稣。
My only point is that's not the way Jesus is today.
但是我必须要说，这不是现在这位得荣耀的耶稣。
The Jesus of today is the glorious Christ of heaven.
那么今天我们所认识的耶稣是在天上荣耀的基督。
The Father gave him back his glory.
那么天父已经把他以前所拥的荣耀还了给他。
And that glorious Christ is the only Jesus you know.
那么这样一位荣耀的耶稣是我们应当认识的耶稣。
And that's the Jesus who we need to have just fill our whole vision.
那么这样的一位耶稣应该充满我们所有的眼光。
We need to recognize this is the one we serve.
那么这就是我们所服侍的耶稣，我们要认识。
This is the one we represent to the world.
那么这样的一位耶稣是我们要向世人传讲的耶稣。
And once we understand that, it changes everything.
那如果我们明白的话，会改变我们所有的观念。
It will change our worship.
那会改变我们的敬拜。
When we gather like this, we are gathering in His name.
当我们奉他的名在这里聚集的时候
And he says where two or three are gathered together there am I in your midst
所有两三个人奉我的名聚集我就在他们中间
We are gathered this morning in his name
今天早上我们在这里奉他的名聚集
This glorious Christ is here now
那么这位荣耀的耶稣现在此时此地在这里
But if he were to show himself to us
但是如果他把自己向我们显明
We would be so overwhelmed by his glory
我们会在他的荣耀所完完全全的折服。
That like John, we would fall at his feet as though dead.
就像使徒约翰看见基督的荣耀之后，他倒在地上如同死了。
That's the Jesus we're coming here to worship with.
那是这样的一位耶稣，今天我们早上在这里敬拜。
And once we understand that, it will never be casual to come into corporate worship again.
所以我们明白这样的事情，我们绝对不能够轻轻忽忽、随随便便的来到这样的敬拜。
If we understand who we're meeting with, it will change our worship.
那么如果我们明白我们在这里敬拜的是谁会改变我们的崇拜
It will also change our obedience.
那也会使我们的顺服完全不同
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
耶稣说你如果爱我就要守我的诫命
Obey me.
必须要顺从我
If you really understand who he is, how do you say no to him?
如果你真的明白耶稣是谁你如何能够拒绝他这样子的要求
If we really understand who Jesus is, it will transform our obedience.
如果我们真的认识耶稣是谁，要彻底改变我们对他的顺从。
It will also transform our courage.
那么也彻底的要改变我们的这个胆小变成勇气。
As we go out into the world to represent him,
当我们来到这个世界上对世人要代表基督。
The pressures in this secular culture are growing.
那么这个世界上对我们的压力是日益增加。
And we can find ourselves feeling weak and small and intimidated.
我们在这样的一个压力底下，我们觉得是软弱的，我们觉得受压制，力不能胜。
Until we understand again who it is that we serve.
那直到我们明白说，到底我们所服侍的这位基督是谁。
This is the one who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
那么这样的一位基督说，我总不撇下你，也不离开你。
I will stick closer to you than a brother.
那么我与你更加的亲近超过所有周围的人。
Though I am with you to the end of the age.
那么我必须要与你同在直到世界的末了。
And if he is for you, who can be against you?
那么如果神与基督与我们同在谁能够抵挡我们呢
This is the Christ that you know.
这样的一位基督是我们应当认识的基督。
This is the Jesus you serve.
那么这样的一位基督是我们侍奉的基督。
This is the Jesus that you represent in the world.
这样的一位耶稣是我们向世人做他的代表。
You are his body working for him in the world.
那我们是属基督的身体在这个世界上为他做见证。
And once we see who he is, it transforms everything.
那我们真的认识的耶稣就会改变我们所有的看法。
Let's turn to this risen majestic Christ.
让我们来看看这样的一位复活的尊严升到天上的耶稣。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们奉你的名来到基督，来到你的面前。
We are so grateful for his willingness to take upon himself flesh.
我们非常的感谢，因为他愿意为着我们的缘故取了肉身。
And humbles himself to die on a cross.
甚至存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
We ask Father that you will fill our hearts and minds with Jesus.
求你能够充满我们的心思，充满我们的意念，这样一位荣耀的耶稣。
Thank you, Father, that you were able to answer his prayer and give him back his glory.
我们感谢你，因为你听了耶稣的祷告，把他原来所有的荣耀又赏赐给他。
Help us to see clearly the glorious Christ of heaven.
让我们能够很清楚地看到在天上这一位荣耀的耶稣。
And be transformed by the vision of who he truly is.
那么能够因着这样子的一个眼光能够彻底改变我们的观念。
We ask this in his name and for his sake. Amen.
我们是因着他的名是为他的缘故来祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.